Hey everybody, welcome to the Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Hunter, and you're in for a great show. Welcome to the Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Hunter. I'm a lot of different things. I'm a photographer, musician, video game player, wrestling fan, nerd, husband, Jesus lover. But if you could really describe me in one word, I'm an overall creative person. And of course, my goal with the Creative Podcast is to help you grow that creativity inside of you. So on the show, guys, that's what we're going to try to do today. Before we get started, I do want to remind everyone, please subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher, and of course, Google Play as well. If you can, leave a rating or review, or both. That'd be great. The reason I asked for that, it really helps out. It doesn't take much time at all. It takes maybe a minute or two, but it actually helps in the rankings on those platforms so other people can find the show, because I want to reach as many people as possible with this message and with what we're doing here on the show to really help boost their creativity as well. And if you guys can, go on the Facebook page, Twitter. I'm on Facebook, The Creative Podcast. On Twitter, it's at The Creative Pod. If you have questions or comments for the show, please send them to thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. So on the show today, guys, I want to go over something that we've touched on before a little bit on the show, but I really want to discuss it a little more in depth today. And it's really about, you know, we've done a show a little bit back called Knowing Yourself, and I really want to talk about that a little bit more. But honestly, what makes you unique? And on the show, you heard just a few moments ago, I described myself in a bunch of different descriptive words like photographer, musician, things like that. And I actually thought about this a little bit ago, and I'm going to start doing that every week. If you know, I know you're going to probably get tired of hearing that, but the reason I want to do that is because I thought about it, and a lot of people that maybe don't know me personally or just listening to the show, they're like, well, how does this guy know what he's talking about? Well, I'm here to tell you that I don't know everything about creativity, but I'm living a creative life. I work as a photographer full-time. I'm playing music, you know, open mics or open mic night, things like that. So I do create a lot of things during the week. I play a lot of music at home. I do a podcast, of course, every week. So there is a precedent for me having knowledge about being a creative person. So I want that to just kind of, you know, feed into the podcast so that way people know that they can kind of trust what I'm telling them. Now, don't trust me whole hog without, you know, doing a little research for yourself, but I'm never going to try to lead you astray and lead you in a direction I wouldn't go myself. So that's kind of my promise to you guys. But really, I want to talk about your unique perspective on the world. And why is it important that you share that with people? You know, I don't know if a lot of you thought about that, but you really look inside of yourself and what really describes you. For me, I'm an overall positive guy. I enjoy, you know, bringing joy to other people. It helps me sleep better at night knowing that I make people smile and laugh and have a good time. And that's kind of my goal in life, is to really, through creativity, help do that for other people. So I really want to understand really why you guys want to be creative. So if you can, send the question or send those comments to the Twitter or the Facebook or any place that you can find me. Again, I'll list all the things at the end again. But I really think you should really think about what makes you unique. For me, I'm not flashy, but I'm honest. And that's a really important thing to tell you. Let's give you an example. The other night I was playing at a club that I go to on Tuesday nights called Lose Blues here in Melbourne. And I go there and play with the house band or what have you. I'm not the house drummer, but like they have an open mic or an invite jam that I go and play at. It's really fun. But I've come to find out that I'm not the flashiest drummer. I'm not the best drummer. I'm not the fastest. I'm not the, you know, most entertaining drummer, but I'm a very solid drummer. I'm not flashy, but I'm honest and I'm consistent. And that's important. And that's kind of what makes me unique. Maybe a little bit boring, but unique. So for me, it helps me express myself better when I'm just being honest with people. I don't like to lie. You can ask my wife. I'm terrible at giving her surprises because I will just be too honest and say, oh, honey, I got you this awesome gift that I should tell you about right now. And I'll blurt it out before she even gives me a chance. I give her a chance to tell me, no, don't tell me. So in any case, for me, what makes me unique is my honesty. I'm going to always tell you the truth in the nicest way I possibly can without offending you. That's my goal. Now, am I perfect at that? No. Not even by a long shot. But it's my goal to help you get to the bottom of whatever you're working on and really help you, you know, be better at what you're doing. I'm a very honest guy, and if I don't like something, I will tell you. If I love something, you'll hear it. So that's my personal promise as a human being, is my honesty. With that being said, you have to find that within yourself, because everybody has a certain perspective on the world. You know, for me as a photographer, I call it my viewpoint, or my eye, if you will. It's kind of a cliche, but you know, every person has a different way of going about whatever it is that they create or whatever it is they do. And I think that's an important thing to look at. A lot of people think, well, oh, why would I go out and, you know, what makes me a better drummer than that guy? It's not about being better. It's about being yourself. And that's, I think, what a lot of people need to stop and realize. Just because that drummer is really great and, oh, I'm just as good as that drummer. Yeah, but you're different than that drummer. It's not about being better than that guy. It's about being different and being yourself. And so after I went and saw this amazing drummer playing, I was like the next guy up. I'm like, I don't really want to follow that guy. But then I stopped myself and I said, you know what? I'm going to just go up and do what I can do and do it to my best of my ability and be consistent and be solid. And that's what sets me apart from other people. And I'm not saying that the other people we're playing aren't consistent and solid, but I'm going to do what I can do to the best of my ability. You know, there are guys up there, you know, twirling drumsticks and all that. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that, because they look awesome doing it, and I'm excited to watch them play. But at the end of the day, if I try to twirl my drumsticks, they're going to be drumsticks in people's eyeballs, and that's not a good thing. And that wouldn't be good for anyone at all, ever, in the vicinity. So I'm not going to twirl my drumsticks. I'm not even going to, like, do anything flashy at all, because I know that I will mess that up and I will look really dumb doing it. And it won't sound good because I won't be great at it. Now, if I decided, hey, that's something I want to do, that's something that really shows off my personality, what would I have to do? I'd have to practice it and I'd have to get better at it. But that's not something that really shows off who I am. I'm a drummer that's, you know, going to listen to people and give them something that will support them. So what makes you unique? Have you thought about that recently? Have you really stopped to really look deep inside of yourself and really think, you know, this is what really makes me the most unique? If you haven't thought about that, maybe you should. Take a moment right now. Think about, as an artist or as a painter or what have you, what makes you the most unique person in the whole world? Because everybody is different. You know, I might have even mentioned it before, but I've been to Painting with a Twist. And that you can find them, I'm sure, locally. They're all the rage right now. And it's really cool because you go there with a class of, let's say, 6 or 7, maybe 10 people. And you all paint the same painting being led by the teacher. But then you end up with like 10 different paintings of all, you know, a same picture, but 10 different interpretations. And that's what we're talking about right here, right now. And that's what really makes that the most interesting part of this entire discussion, is because you can do the same exact, you know, piece of art, but everybody has a different interpretation or a different unique perspective on that art. And that's what makes creativity so incredibly awesome and so inspiring to me. And that's why I'm so passionate about really helping build that creativity inside of you. Because I just want to be selfish and see what you can come up with. And I want to share that with you, and I want to help you share that with me, so that way we can all share together. Because really, creativity makes for a better world that we live in. Every time someone creates something new and exciting and awesome, I feel like the world's a better place, typically because of it. Especially if it's something that helps other people. And that's a really important thing. My creativity, my podcast, hopefully, will go out to you and will inspire you to create something that will help someone else. And in the end, we'll all be in a better place because of our creativity and because of what we're doing to help the world be a better, awesome, more incredible place. So how is it that you get to that point where you're comfortable with your unique perspective? Well, you're not. Sometimes you don't ever get comfortable with being unique. Sometimes people use the word unique to really describe something that's maybe not their favorite thing in the whole world. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's one of those kind of things that you need to understand that. So when someone says, oh, that's unique, they don't always mean the best thing in the whole world, but understand that you're on the right path because you're doing something different than anyone else. one of the most interesting things as far as being a musician is because is the fact that you can play the same kind of drum beat. For me, I'm a drummer. That's what I, or percussionist, if you will, if you want to be more fancy about it. But for me, I can play a regular, you know, rock drum beat, and it'll sound different or feel different than the way someone else plays it. We're playing the same notes and the same tempo, even the same volume, typically, but it will feel different depending on how I, my unique take on it. Again, we're playing the same thing, but it feels different because I'm playing it. So I think it's important not for you to, when you're looking for your creative uniqueness, if you will, to not judge yourself on someone else's viewpoint. And I see a lot of people doing this a lot. As I mentioned before, when I see other drummers play, I'm like, well, I don't want to follow that guy. He's amazing. But when I get on stage, I will do something that's unique to me and something that I'm comfortable doing that I can do really well. And create, hopefully, an atmosphere that people feel joy and just comfort in that. And that's important to me. And that's what makes me unique as a musician. Is, you know, I'm not saying that not everybody, no one else does this, but that's what I feel makes me the most unique, at least for me personally. That's how I approach it. So that's my uniqueness, at least for me. Now, with that being said, I want you guys to really think about what makes you unique. Some of you, it might be the flashiness. You might be throwing the sticks and doing these fast fills. Or if you're, you know, a singer, maybe you're pulling from your perspective in your life and you're putting that in music. Anything you do is fine. That's the cool thing about creativity. There's not really any rules. Or if you're learning the rules, the whole reason of learning the rules and creativity is so that way you know where the boundaries of normalcy are, quote unquote. So that way you can go beyond that and really, really push the boundaries. I'm going to read a quote, actually. It's actually from Van Gogh. And it's actually in a letter to his brother Theo. He says, "Occasionally in times of worry, I've longed to be stylish. But on second thought, I say no. Just let me be myself and express rough yet true things with rough workmanship." And that's something really incredible to think about. You're not going to be perfect all the time. And that's perfectly okay. In itself, you don't have to be perfect 100% of the time. But you need to be yourself. And you need to be unique. You can't be anyone else other than who you are. You weren't designed to be me. And I wasn't designed to be you. And you have to understand that. That's really the point that I want to make today. Is I see way too many people trying to be someone that are not, and trying to be someone that's stylish or flashy. Like I've been saying, Van Gogh and I are on the right path. But it's one of those things that you can't be something you're not. You can try, but you're going to fail miserably. And it's one of those things you really have to tune into and understand that you need to take a step back so that way you can progress forward. And you need to look at, what am I doing? Am I trying to be something more than I am? Because I'm not trying to put you down. I'm just trying to encourage you. Don't try to put more into it than needs to be put into something. If you're trying to throw everything at this project and nothing's working, take a step back. I talked about it recently. Just keeping it simple. It's very important to do that. Very, very important. So that's actually kind of what I want to talk about for today. So with that being said, guys, please make sure to go on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, subscribe. It is free to subscribe, and I can't stress this enough. It makes it easier for you if you're a subscriber to the show on any of those platforms because it gets downloaded right to your device of your choice as soon as it is uploaded. So make sure you guys are subscribed on the show, and of course on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Please leave ratings and reviews. It helps the show immensely, not just because I want to have big numbers, but I want to make it easier for people to find the show. The easier it is for people to find the show, the more people can listen to it. I don't care that I have, you know, hundreds of people listening to it. It doesn't bother me either way. If I have 3 people that are getting something out of the show, I will continue to do the show. So with that being said, make sure to share it with your friends on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere at all that you're listening to the show. If you have questions about the show, send them to thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. And of course, follow the show on Twitter @thecreativepod. My personal Twitter is alhprophoto. Again, I did tell you at the beginning of the show, I am a photographer. So if you want to just you know, connect with me personally, please do that. I'm always on Twitter quite a bit. Talk a lot about wrestling and video games, all kind of cool stuff there. So without further ado, guys, I do want to let you go this week, but I want to encourage you to continue growing that creativity that's already inside of you. That's my goal for you, and that should be the goal for yourself as well. So I'll see you guys next week. Have a great afternoon or a great evening, and talk to you guys soon. Bye.